Chapter 3. "So," says Nacht, "I was thinking." Those words seem like either a great way to start a weekend or a terrible one. They've got the whole 2 days to themselves for once, and they're getting started early. It's Friday night, but instead of hitting the town, here they are, sprawled out on Nacht's couch, setting the tone for the downtime that stretches out before them. Nacht's already got his hand down Prompto's pants. It's already amazing. "Yeah," says Prompto, breathless. He wants to say more, but honestly, he's kind of distracted right now. He can't quite get past the way Nacht's palm is pressing up against the length of him. Not really stroking, just kind of rocking side to side. It's good. It's really damn good. But it's not nearly enough to get him where he needs to be. "When was the last time you got to come?" says Nacht, idly, like he doesn't already know. Prompto swallows hard. His hips are rolling up into the slick press of Nacht's palm now. "4 days ago," he manages with effort. "4 days," says Nacht, and twists his wrist in just the right way. Prompto gasps and jerks forward, and Nacht presses him back down to the couch. "How do you feel," he says, "about working for it?" Prompto doesn't even have to think about his answer. "Yeah," he says immediately, and then hisses a breath in through his teeth when Nacht's fingers do something especially toe-curling. "Yeah, I'm game." Nacht's smiling. That self-satisfied little smirk that always makes whatever he's doing about a billion times hotter. "You don't even know what I want," says Nacht. Prompto bites down on his lip. He's rocking forward into Nacht's hand now, shameless. "Haven't struck out yet." "Humor me," says Nacht. He leans forward so that his chest touches Prompto. Bare skin against bare skin. "I'm thinking you'll do what I say," he whispers, right in Prompto's ear. "All weekend." It's like someone just dumped lava on him. It's like Rama himself just came into the mortal realm and lit up Prompto's body with 20,000 volts. His cock twitches, jerks, and drools out another burst of precum. He says, "Nacht," in a kind of warning tone, and Nacht takes his hand away, leaving Prompto to try not to drown in the wave that doesn't quite crest. When he thinks he can speak again, he says, Yeah. Nacht leans in to nuzzle idly at the skin under Prompto's jaw. "I don't plan on making it easy," he says, and his hand slips back down into Prompto's open pants and begins to rub again, maddeningly slow. "Oh, gods," says Prompto, and he can feel Nacht's smile in return, pressed up there against the column of his throat. By Sunday night, Prompto is a wreck. It'd be easier if Nacht wasn't so devastatingly sexy, but here he is. It's been a special kind of hell to stand by at attention while Nacht's jerking off, not allowed to touch, or to hold Nacht's feet up while he's lounging on the couch playing video games, or to torture himself to the edge and back under Nacht's supervision 8 times in a row and not be allowed to finish. Now, it seems, he's got bigger things on his mind. Literally. "Dude," says Prompto. He licks at his lips, and he stares down at the absolute monster of a vibrator there on the floor. "It's huge!" Nacht lifts one shoulder and lets it fall. "You said you wanted a challenge." "He wants a challenge, yeah, but this? He's not sure he can take this. It looked appealingly wide when it was a picture on a page, but in person? In person, it's the kind of thing paid professionals go to town on in the porn he likes to watch. It's massive, the ribbed surface a smooth ocean blue. The shape of it ripples and flexes in a way that makes Prompto pretty sure it's going to sit right up against his prostate. There's a suction cup on the end, too. The kind you can stick onto any surface to make your fun hands-free. Right now, that suction cup is holding it to the bedroom floor. Everything about this is hotter than hell. Even looking at the thing has him hard as a rock. Nacht hasn't set a hand on him, and he thinks he's ready to explode in his pants. Okay, says Prompto, and licks his lips again. Yeah, let's give it a shot. Thought you'd say that, says Nacht, and the smile that skirts across his lips is frankly wolfish. Close off, Prom. Prompto's hands peel off his t-shirt, and they're shaky on the buttons of his pants. He tosses the discarded clothes, heedless, into the far corner of the bedroom. But to his surprise, Nacht says, pick it up. Huh? Says Prompto. Go get your clothes, says Nacht. Pick them up and fold them and put them on the bed. For a beat, Prompto stares at him. Since when has Nacht cared about picking up after himself? But there's a certain sparkle in Nacht's eye that he thinks he likes. A kind of delight that brightens his face up when he's giving orders like these. Nothing about those words should objectively be sexy. But somehow, the idea of Nacht telling him to do something pushes every single button Prompto never knew he had. Yeah, says Prompto. Yeah, sure. He turns towards the clothes. But Nacht's hand on his shoulder stops him. You can do better than that. Says Prompto. Right away? Nacht's eyes seem even deeper than the ocean, like they can cut straight through him and see every thought in his head. Try yes, your highness. Prompto feels his face start to flush red, feels his cock give an interested twitch even as humiliation courses through him. Hot and strong. Dude, he says. In bed? He must be red as a strawberry. The combined forces of embarrassment and arousal might just be the end of him. For an instant, he can see it flicker across Nacht's face. Uncertainty, boyish and a little awkward. Too much? Nacht licks at his lips. It's just, you know, kind of embarrassing, your highness. The smile that blooms across Nacht's face is a beautiful thing, slow and delighted, like he just won an all-expenses-paid trip to the best fishing spot on Eos. His eyes track Prompto as he folds the clothes and sets them carefully on the bed, as he returns to stand by Nacht, completely bare, resisting the urge to cover himself. His erection gives away exactly how much he's into this. It throbs against his stomach, flushed red and leaking. Now, says Nacht, you think you can get yourself ready for this thing? Prompto eyes the vibrator again, the thick, hard lines of it. He licks at his lips. What? He says. You're not gonna help? Nacht hands over the bottle of lube. Nah, he says. I'm gonna watch. Prompto swallows. Every inch of his skin seems to want to prickle at the idea of Nacht's eyes on him while he struggles to get ready for that monster. Works for me. He manages with effort. He turns for the bed, out of habit, but Nacht's voice stops him mid-step. Not there. Prompto pauses, glances towards him, questioning. Get down on your knees, says Nacht, and do it on the floor.
He's going to die. No way he'll make it through the night. He's never heard of someone dying from arousal before, but he's on the knife's edge already, and if Nacht keeps saying stuff like that, he may actually melt into a puddle on the floor.
Yeah, says Prompto, mouth suddenly dry, and moves to listen.
Sure.
But Nacht's words interrupt before he can take a step. Forgetting something.
I mean, says Prompto. I mean, yes, your highness.
His face is burning like crazy, and the slow, considering nod Nacht gives him does nothing to help the way his cock throbs, desperate for a helping hand.
It's been 6 days by now, since the last time he came. 6 days is a hell of a long time, considering Prompto used to jerk off every morning in the shower. Just one more step in his daily routine.
Better, says Nacht, and gives him the hint of a slanted smile. Now get started.
Prompto nods, a quick jerk of the head. He lowers himself carefully to his knees, aware of how exposed the position makes him, aware of Nacht's eyes on him, hot and hungry. He snaps open the lube with fingers that are a whole lot steadier than he feels right now, pours a generous dollop into the palm of his left hand, and uses it to slick two fingers. It's cool to the touch, smooth and slippery, and he gives it a minute to warm with his body heat before reaching back between his legs. The first finger slides in easily enough, and Prompto squirms at the sensation. There's little enough resistance, thanks to the lube, but he takes a few seconds anyway to open himself up. He's aware, intimately, of the fact that Nacht settled himself on the bed to watch. He shivers under the scrutiny, and he adds a second finger, trying to hurry it along. Gods, he wants more than this. The second finger adds a delicious stretch, and Prompto bites his lip against the sensation, rocking into it. He feels starved for contact, like if he doesn't get more right now, he's going to lose his mind. Reaching back between his legs at this angle, his wrist is pressed up against his cock, just solid pressure, not enough to offer any relief. It's the worst kind of tease. Prompto kind of loves it. Abruptly, he pulls out of himself, reaching for more lube. The sooner he gets three fingers in, or even four, the sooner he can get started on Nacht's challenge. But Nacht stops him before he can. Take your time. Prompto hesitates, glancing up to discover that he's watching, intent, through half-lidded eyes. I want you squirming first, says Nacht. Dude, says Prompto. I already am.
Nacht gives him a satisfied sort of smile and leans forward on the bed so that he's close enough to whisper in Prompto's ear. Every time you forget what to call me, that's one more time you don't get to come.
Prompto swallows. He's so hard it aches already, and they've barely gotten started.
Your Highness. That's three already by my count, says Nacht casually, and Prompto shivers.
Prompto slides his fingers back in, works them out to the first knuckle, and then eases them back.
He scissors them a little to get the extra squelch, because he knows damn well he's going to need it.
That's hardly squirming, says Nacht, almost disapproving.
Prompto pants. Give me a minute.
Nacht gives him a minute. He gives him five, until Prompto's shivering with every gentle press in, and he is way, way past ready for a third finger. But when he goes to pull them out again, Nacht says, not yet.
Prompto's eyes lift up towards his face, pleading.
I want you, says Nacht, to do it the way I would.
This time, Prompto actually whines. He knows exactly what that means. He shifts, awkward, and tries to be mindful not to leave his knees. It's not a good angle, but he thinks he can manage if he tries. It's hard to do this with his fingers, though. They aren't quite long enough to manage it comfortably. But if he's careful and searches it out, he thinks he can... There!
Prompto feels it instantly the second he grazes his prostate. He stiffens and groans and rocks back into it.
Yeah, says Nacht. Voice thick and decidedly interested. Just like that.
So Prompto keeps it up. Every tiny rub a brilliant burst of pleasure. He keeps it up until he can barely stay still. Every motion of his own wrist making him shiver and squirm. He bows his head and he grits his teeth. He can feel it building inside him like a wall of water. A tsunami big enough to flood out a city.
Nacht, he says, breathless. Nacht, please.
That's four.
says Nacht. And five, you better start paying off your mistakes. Prompto lifts his head again, eyes pleading, takes in the way Nacht's legs are sprawled wide, palming himself idly through the pants. Just the sight is nearly enough to get him there, balanced on the teetering edge of orgasm. He takes his fingers out hastily, afraid he'll go just a touch too far. Then he waits, the muscles in his thighs tight and trembling. There, says Nacht. That's not so hard, right? Just four more to go. By the second one, Prompto feels like he's coming apart at the seams. By the third, he swears he's not going to make it. His heart will give out, or his lungs. He can't possibly survive this. By the fourth, actual tears of frustration are standing in his eyes. By the fifth, Prompto's sure that some kind of shape-shifting daemon from out beyond the wall has snuck into insomnia to replace his boyfriend for the sole purpose of torturing him. Okay, says Nacht from his spot on the bed when Prompto is finished. He's got his cock out, is stroking slow and indulgent. Now three fingers. Prompto practically scrambles to comply. This time the hand that opens the lube is shaking, unsteady in his haste. He re-slicks his fingers and gets the third ready too, presses them in with impatience born of desperation. How's that? Says Nacht. His hand on his cock is speeding up now. Everything you wanted? It's not, goddammit. It's not enough. Prompto drags his fingers back out and then shoves them in again, harder than before. He shakes his head, earnest and intent. When Nacht sighs, he sounds almost disappointed. How are you supposed to answer? Prompto freezes, eyes wide. I mean, no, Your Highness. Too late, says Nacht, merciless. One more. So Prompto works his fingers in, deep and searching. He crooks them, and he finds the spot again. He works himself up and up with no end in sight, has to pull back, trembling just on the edge. I'm ready, says Prompto, almost tripping over the words. Come on, please, let me. You sure? Says Nacht. Prompto nods his head so fast he almost gives himself whiplash. Nacht pauses for a beat, and then another. Too late, Prompto realizes he's giving him a chance. Stammers out a, Yes, Your Highness. But he's too slow. Nacht's already saying, Go on, do another one. Prompto does another one. When he's finished, chest heaving, cock a heavy heat between his legs, Nacht finally says, Okay. You can get started. It feels like the best present he's ever gotten in his life. He goes for the vibrator, with trembling fingers, starts to work it free from the place the suction cup holds it steady on the floor. Keep it there, says Nacht. It's exactly where I want it. Prompto eyes the vibrator. He bites his lip, and he looks up at Nacht. It's going to be hard enough if he's lying out flat, easing it in. If he has to sit down on it, a careful inch at a time, it's going to be a hell of a lot harder. Prompto gives the vibrator another long looking over. The girth and the curves of it, and those inviting ridges. It looks so good. It looks just like the thing he needs to scratch the itch inside him. So Prompto takes a steadying breath in. He spreads more lube into his palm and smooths it over the vibrator, slicking the length of it. Then he positions himself above the head, blunt tip, and tells himself to relax, and slowly sinks down. It's huge. If it looks big, it feels impossible. Even the tip inside him is a lot, wider than anything he's tried before. How is it? Says Nacht, leaning down from the bed, chin resting on his palms, intent and focused. He's let go of his cock. It lays framed by the open V of his fly now, distracting in the very best way. Prompto wonders, distantly, if he let it go because he'd have come already if he didn't. Big, says Prompto, honestly. Like, really big. Too big? Prompto thinks about it. There's a stretch and a definite burn, but it's a good burn. He wants more of it, I think I got this, says Prompto. He bites at his lip and he tenses his thighs and he sinks down lower and the vibrator creeps inside another slow inch. For a minute, he can only sit there, head tipped forward, chin on his chest, and breathe. It takes a minute to realize that Knox reached out carefully to pet his hair. Want me to help? Prompto bobs his head, and suddenly Knox's fingers are there, curling around his cock. It's amazing. It's electric. The first touch he's felt there in hours. He keens and bucks up into it, feels the vibrator start to slide out with the motion. Now down, Knox says gently. His hand isn't moving, just holding his erection, the promise of pleasure, if he works for it. With effort, Prompto lowers himself onto the vibrator again, that first careful inch. Then he lifts his hips up into the waiting palm, relishing the sweet drag of skin on skin. When he presses down a second time, he goes a little further, pushes a little harder. Every time he bucks backward. It's painfully slow. What he wants, more than anything, is to shove himself all the way down and rock back up into Nock's perfect fingers. He's barely getting any motion on his cock, and already his legs are starting to tremble from the effort of holding himself up. Prompto bites at his lip. He works himself down and up and down again. Every new thrust fills him more, so that he's sure he's as full as he can possibly be. But on every downstroke, somehow more crowds in. He can feel it when the thing finally seats properly. He pushes down and it slips farther than it has before, settles, achingly full, at exactly the right angle. He was right. The curve sits right against his prostate. Direct, blunt pressure that's so good it's overwhelming. His eyes open wide. His mouth gapes in a soundless gasp. Suddenly, he can't get enough. His legs are trembling, but he works himself harder and harder, chasing that promise of bliss. Knox lets him keep going for maybe a minute, maybe two. Then he says, back on your knees and sit still. Dude, come on, says Prompto, and then winces as soon as it's out of his mouth, remembering what to call Knox a second too late. That's another one, Knox tells him idly. Knox unfolds himself from the edge of the bed, graceful like a cat, and walks forward a few careful steps. He threads his fingers into Prompto's hair, petting gently, then pulls back a little to slip one hand into his pocket. What he comes out with is a remote with a slider. It's ocean blue to match the vibrator currently buried deep inside him. And just the sight of it sends a surge of arousal washing through Prompto. Knox's thumb presses up on the slider, and inside the vibrator comes to trembling life. Seated back down on his knees like this, the vibration is directly against Prompto's prostate, too soft to do anything more than tease. Prompto bites at his lip, begins to rock again, trying to resume his earlier rhythm. His legs are killing him, but if he has to stay still even a second longer, he's going to lose his mind. But he's barely lifted up before Knox's hands are on his shoulders, urging him back down. I said stay still, he says. Now you owe me another one. Prompto outright shudders at the promise. He's rock hard, outright dripping now. From the looks of it, Knox's loving this too. His cock's flushed and needy, about 6 inches from Prompto's face. Carefully, he lowers himself down again so that he's achingly full, the barely there vibration sending shivers of pleasure up and down his spine. It's a special kind of hell, not to be able to move. He's never wanted anything more than he wants to grab his cock and just jerk off, hard and fast. He'd probably last all of about 3 seconds in this state. It's like Knox can read his mind, because no sooner has the idea occurred than he's saying, put your hands on your thighs and keep them there. Prompto listens, manages, just barely, to set them right by where he wants them and somehow not touch. He licks at his lips and ducks his head, and when Knox cups his cheek gently with one hand, he leans into the touch. A second later, Nacht's shuffling a half step nearer, so that his cock's right there in front of Prompto's mouth, and Prompto moves without coaxing to nuzzle against the length of it. The sound of Nacht's indrawn breath, sharp through his nose, is the best damn aphrodisiac in the world. It's kind of amazing that the most attractive person he's ever laid eyes on is this wound up over him. There's something heady and a bit incredible about the way Nacht gets on nights like these. Like he wants it every bit as much as Prompto, even though he came his brains out 3 hours ago. When Prompto licks at him, he shivers and runs his fingers into Prompto's hair, and that's all the encouragement he needs. He swallows Nacht down, eased by way of practice. Usually he'd get his hands in on the act, but he's mindful of racking up another punishment, leaves them pressed against his thighs instead. Prompto smooths his tongue against the underside on the outstroke. He suckles at the head when he withdraws almost all the way. He's just getting his rhythm when Nacht ups the ante, clicks the remote another couple of notches higher. All at once, Prompto goes still. The vibrations are so damn good, impossible to ignore. He feels like he's a creature entirely of need. Like coming right this second is an imperative, an absolute necessity, carved into his bones. He doesn't realize that he's stopped moving until Nacht reminds him, the careful rub of fingers through his hair to get him started again. It's hard to keep himself apart from the pleasure that's coiling its slow way through him, taking him apart piece by piece. He makes a soft sound around Nacht's cock, shudders when Nacht pushes the switch higher, and moans again. This is it. This is the end. He's going to come all over himself, he's sure, and it's going to feel amazing. His eyes squeeze shut, his toes curl. Despite the order to sit still, his back arches, trying to press him harder into the vibration. And suddenly, everything stops. It goes completely dead, right at the point of no return. And the climax that was hovering just out of reach is yanked from his hands. Prompto whimpers this time, a sound of pure frustration, and above him, Nacht says, "Oh, God's Prom," like it's the sexiest thing he's ever heard. He's sucking Nacht off for all he's worth now, lavishing the cock in his mouth with everything he wishes he could have. A beat later, Nacht flips the vibrator back on, and Prompto jerks and grinds back into it, stills immediately, remembering that he's not supposed to be moving. Nacht doesn't seem to have noticed. When Prompto peers up, he's got his eyes squeezed shut, head tipped down, face contorted in pleasure. He's beautiful, and Prompto redoubles his efforts, swallowing him down, sloppy and eager. A second later, Nacht's coming, actually shouting his release, and Prompto tongues him through it and then swallows everything down. By the time Nacht pulls back, breathless and sated, Prompto can feel the edge creeping up on him again. Pure, distilled need. He watches as Nacht takes two unsteady steps back towards the bed and sits down, breathing hard. He watches as Nacht fixes him with an intent look. This is the last one. That's all of his mistakes accounted for. He can take one more, Prompto tells himself. After this, he gets to come. But this time, the edge is so sweet, it burns. It takes everything he has not to thrust back onto the vibrator, just to get that little bit more. It would be so, so easy. He's so damn close. But then Nacht's thumbing the remote down to off again, and Prompto takes a minute to pull it together, just trying to breathe. That's all of them. Nacht says, by my count, you ready to finish up here? Please, says Prompto shakily. His breath is quick and desperate. His cock feels like a force of gravity, trying to drag his hands in to touch it. It's taking everything he has not to give in. Says Nacht. I guess we'll see. But he turns the vibrator on. Back up to halfway, and Prompto outright shudders in relief. He's still close, hasn't had time to come down from the last time. He's right there. He only needs a little bit more. Oh, gods, Prompto gasps. Oh, gods! All at once, the vibrator goes dead again. Prompto's mouth falls open. His eyes go wide. The corners of his eyes are stinging, and he just gapes at Nacht. "What do you say?" Nacht prods. Prompto's mouth is faster than his brain. "Please, Nacht," slips out before he can remember the game they're playing. Another strand of precum drips its slow way from his cock, while his thoughts grind to a halt, caught between horrified and aroused that he's going to have to do this another time. "Nope," says Nacht. Oh, gods, if he gets yanked back from the edge again, he doesn't think he can take it. The sheer want from the last round is still buzzing through him, a restless energy that won't let go. He's never wanted to move more than he does in this moment. The smallest hint of friction would be enough to get him off, he thinks, and it's taking every last shred of his self-control not to give in and take it. "I can wait all day," says Nacht. "Does that mean he has another chance?" Prompto takes a deep breath in, and he lets it out, shaky and long. He frames the request in his mind one way, and then another, tries the words on for size.
Please can I come, Your Highness?"
he manages at last. Nacht's eyes rake him over, top to bottom, drinking in the sight of him.
"I don't know. Seems to me like you've got one last mess up to pay for."
Prompto swallows hard. He lowers his gaze to the ground. He says,
"Yes, Your Highness."
And that's the moment Nacht turns the vibrator back on. Not low or halfway, but something way, way more intense than anything he's felt so far. The pressure on his prostate is overwhelming. The vibration feels like it's going to break him apart into tiny pieces and scatter him all over the ground, and Prompto won't even care. His fingernails dig into his thighs hard just for something to ground him, just for something to hold on to. Prompto's back on the edge in instants, waiting for the inevitable moment the pleasure will be snatched away, but it only builds and builds and builds. Orgasm blindsides him, crashes over him hard and sudden. Prompto groans like he's dying and squirms back against the vibrator and digs his fingernails into his thighs so hard he draws blood. It seems to go on forever. Endless waves of pure euphoria whiting out the edges of his vision while his balls empty themselves of 6 long days' worth of cum. He shivers and slumps forward, groans louder as the chains in position and the vibration combine to make him oversensitive.
"Okay,"
Prompto croaks.
"Okay, dude, like..."
The vibrator stops, and he gives a sigh of relief. An instant later, Nacht's beside him, stroking fingers through his hair. It feels good, soft and comforting, and Prompto leans into it, practically purring.
"Hey," says Nacht, "how about we get you cleaned up?"
Prompto nods.
"Sounds good. You mind lending a hand?"
Prompto's legs are outright shaking as he eases himself up and off the vibrator. He's wobbly as a newborn puppy as Nacht helps him over to the bed to collapse on top of the covers.
"Back in a sec," says Nacht,
and footsteps drift away down the hall, only to come back with a warm washcloth. It wipes the sweat from Prompto's face and his chest. It wipes the cum from his abdomen. It cleans gently between his thighs, and when it's done, Nacht says,
"You good?"
Prompto gropes outward with a hand, takes a lazy hold of Nacht's shirt and pulls him in for a kiss. It's lingering and sweet, languid with exhaustion. When they break it, Prompto says,
"Yeah, I'm good."
He's better than good. He's warm and content, the wake of the pleasure leaving him sleepy and sated. Careful hands maneuver him under the covers, instead of on top of them, and then Nacht withdraws for a minute, leaving him to doze. When he comes back, Prompto's vaguely aware as the bed creaks and Nacht settles in beside him. He's ditched his clothes. His skin is bare against Prompto's own, warm and soft. He leans in close, so that their foreheads are pressed together, and slips a careful arm around Prompto's side.
"Still good?"
he asks again. Prompto thinks he can hear that boyish uncertainty behind the words again, just for an instant, and he leans forward to kiss Nacht and chase it away.
Dude,
he says, that was kind of incredible. Only kind of, says Nacht, and huffs a laugh. I'm gonna have to try harder. What? Says Prompto, and cracks an eye open to peer at him. You got plans already? Maybe, says Nacht, and pulls him closer.